Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 23rd of July. The Tokyo Olympic Games will be officially opened tonight, but not everything has gone to plan. Firstly, Tokyo is in the grip of a COVID-19 wave, which means that the athletes will compete in empty stadia. Many Japanese want the games to be cancelled, citing them as being inappropriate to be held at this time. Already, several athletes have been found to have tested positive to COVID-19. In the latest blow to the Tokyo Games, organisers have dismissed the director of the Olympics opening ceremony just a day before the extravaganza over a past comedy sketch making light of the Holocaust. He is joined by the musician who composed the music for the opening ceremony, who has been sacked because he has a history of bullying children with disabilities. Plus, the Olympic Committee Vice President, Australian John Coates, has been accused of bullying the Premier of Queensland, who was in Tokyo to celebrate the announcement that Brisbane has been awarded the 2032 Olympics. Let the games begin. La Maison 1888, the celebrated French restaurant at Intercontinental Da Nang Sun Peninsula Resort, has been honoured for its outstanding wine program in Wine Spectator's 2021 Restaurant Awards for the fourth time. The annual program recognises restaurants around the world as a top destination for wine lovers. With the largest restaurant wine cellar in Vietnam, La Maison 1888 features the finest wines the country has to offer. Head sommelier Raphael Gras has personally curated a collection of exceptional labels, many of which can only be found at the Intercontinental Da Nang Sun Peninsula Resort. With such an extensive selection of world-class wines on offer, it is no surprise that La Maison 1888 has received the Wine Spectator's Best Award of Excellence every year since 2018. A seaplane operator, Tailwind Air, has announced a groundbreaking scheduled service creating the fastest way between Manhattan and Boston. Travellers may now enjoy a non-stop seaplane flight directly from Manhattan's New York Skyport on East 23rd Street to Boston Harbor, where a dedicated 7-minute water taxi will transfer clients to the South Boston waterfront. Flights are approximately 75 minutes and start on August the 3rd, 2021. The new service erases the hassle and expense of commuting to an airport and lengthy check-in, security, and boarding processes. By cutting travel times by 40 to 60%, Tailwind Air's service reduces aggravation and opens up half-day business trips. Due to the 8-passenger capacity of the seaplanes and small, efficient facilities, guests can arrive for check-in in as little as 10 minutes before departure. This being Friday, here is the not-the-normal travel story. Universal Orlando is facing a joint lawsuit over character photo ops, which left two families embarrassed and humiliated. Two young girls separately posed for photos with an actor wearing the Gru character costume from the movie Despicable Me. As the photos were taken, the actor made a white supremacist hand gesture. The two incidents took place on different dates in early 2019. Universal confirmed the actor was fired in 2019, but has refused to name the worker, the families say. The lawsuit claims Universal Orlando violated the Florida Civil Rights Act. They are seeking damages of more than $30,000. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.